Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Well, we'd like to introduce Kimberly Burrows, who is currently the RNIB's Illustrator of the Year, amongst other things. So, hi, Kimberly.
Hello.
Hiya, Kimberly.
Hi, Joe.
Do you want to start off by telling us a little bit about yourself? I know you've got many accomplishments, which we're going to hopefully cover all of them. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your background? And, you know, you obviously are visually impaired. So
I am, yeah. Yeah, sure. So I've been visually impaired all of my life. I was born as a premature baby with congenital cataracts, but those weren't noticed until I was 4 years old. So basically my optic nerves never developed properly, and they just had to, you know, do what they could with the cloudy vision that I had. So when I did have the cataracts removed at Great Ormond Street Hospital in London, I only had 10% vision in one eye and just a little bit of light perception in the other. So since then, you know, I lost my confidence quite a bit. And it's only recently that I've actually started to achieve things, thanks to the help of Henshaw Society for Blind People and also the RNIB. So I do various things with those. So, for example, I'm the RNIB's Young Illustrator of the Year for 2014. I also have a work placement with Henshaw's, and I'm also a volunteer and fundraiser with them. And with the RNIB, I do a lot of campaigning with them, and I'm a co-chair for their Young Persons Campaigning Network called Envision, which is an acronym and stands for the English Network of Visually Impaired Spokespeople for the Improvement of Obstacles Nationwide. Wow. I do remember that. I think I'm the only person that remembers that because I actually came up with it. So yeah, I do campaigning as well, and I do a lot of blogging. So I run my own blog, and I also do contributor blog posts for Henshaw's, Living Paintings, and the Huffington Post. And I think that's a brief overview of everything.
So right. if we start with the art being the RNIB's Young Illustrator of the Year, how did that come about?
Basically, because I did the campaigning stuff first, in October last year, I went to the UK Parliament with some of the campaigning team, and some of them learned that I was interested in art and illustration. And when it came to the time in November that the magazine were looking for their new illustrator and their new columnist for the year, one of the staff members forwarded all of that information on to me, and basically then I had 4 or 5 weeks to complete my piece, get that sent off, you know, and enter the competition. And it wasn't too long, probably about 4 or 5 days, when I received a response that I was the Young Illustrator of the Year and would continue to do 6 more pieces throughout the year. So that was brilliant.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I was so, so happy.
So what does that involve as part of that role, please?
I used to think it was every month, but it's actually every 2 months. I'm given a different theme to work with. So I had 6 pictures to do all together for the 12 months. So there'd be different themes such as support at the time of sight loss, or achievements and goals for the year, and you know, how you've built your confidence up and the skills that you've learned. So I was just given that very vague theme, and I then, you know, had to plan which sort of colour palettes I wanted to use, which imagery I wanted to use, and, you know, I'd then sketch some ideas and then get the final idea drawn, and, you know, I'd have a deadline for each month and have to complete it before the deadline. And then when it was done and emailed off, I would then share that on my blog and Twitter.
So that must be quite difficult as a visually impaired person, particularly having very little sight, to you know, the concentration and everything in the work.
Absolutely, yes.
So how do you go about that? Do you do it in sort of small stages or?
Yeah. Thankfully, I was given, you know, quite a good deadline where I had about a month and a half for each one. And it does take me about a month to complete just one piece of A4. So, you know, every day I'd just work at it a little bit because I can only focus for about 15 to 20 minutes at a time. So I could only concentrate for a little bit and then, you know, build it up, as you say, and get the image completed and then sent off. But I think it's all down to sort of organisation as well. I definitely have to do a lot of organisation of my, you know, my different equipment and tools. Everything has to be brailled, like my pencil crayons and everything, and all of my watercolours and chalks and everything. So I know, you know, which mediums are which and which colours are which, because, you know, I have in the past put the wrong colour somewhere and just had to try and make it work because I've not been able to see what colour it was. And, you know, you just got to go with it. But, you know, so there are surprises with, you know, with my visual impairment, but you've just got to work with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you said before that you do a lot of campaigning, and
that's right, yeah.
You've recently been in Brussels, haven't you? Want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So myself and one other person from the Young Person Campaigning Network that I'm a part of, Envision, we were personally requested to go to this event. Myself, because of my interest in social media and technology, and another young lady because she was originally from Spain, and because she's very good with languages. So it was in conjunction with the European Blind Union, and they set up a two-day event at European Parliament in Brussels called a high-speed blind date event. And it's where MEPs, journalists and researchers were matched to their dates who were blind, and we would then demonstrate some of the difficulties that we face. With interactive objects to show them how hard it is to use LEDs and touch screens with manufactured goods, services, websites and apps.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
It was fantastic. I'm so glad that I went. It was just a really wonderful event, and, you know, hopefully we did showcase that we really need a strong European Accessibility Act.
Yeah.
And
awareness is so important, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So you have recently, really exciting this bit, you were nominated for an award, weren't you?
I was, yes, with Henshaw Society for Blind People.
So, and you got the award as well, didn't you?
I did. I'm so happy. I couldn't believe it. I was told that I was nominated for three of the awards of the night, but then I found out that I wasn't actually one of the finalists for those awards. But then the big sort of surprise of the evening was that I was actually a finalist for the main award of the evening, which was the Gillian Lawrence Award. And as soon as they read my name out that I'd won, I burst into tears. I couldn't believe it. I was just so happy, and everyone was just so wonderful, and I couldn't stop hugging everyone. And, you know, it was just fantastic to be recognised for everything that I do for Henshaw's and all of the achievements, and, you know, how much I've changed as well, because about a year and a half ago, there's no way that I'd be able to even do this interview with you. I was so shy and so reserved, and now you just can't shut me up, really.
Well, you're also just about to embark on a completely new venture next week.
Yes,
and
I am.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about that? Because that's
definitely. I'm so excited. I have just been matched to my guide dog. She's tiny, because I'm quite tiny as well. She's absolutely gorgeous, and she's called Tammy, and she's a golden Labrador cross retriever. And I got the news 2 days before my birthday, and I got to meet her the day before my birthday, so it just felt like the best gift ever. So we start training next week on December 1st, and she's my first guide dog, and I'm just so excited for this next chapter of my life to, you know, to start being more independent, going to places on my own and using public transport. I just cannot wait.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's so exciting when you get your first dog.
I know.
I've had mine just 4 years at the moment, and it's like complete new, you know, way of life, and it just opens up so many sort of doors and things. So will you tell us how you've got on, maybe in a couple of months, how you're getting on with him or her?
Absolutely. Yeah, her. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't mind at all, you know. And just Oh, I'm just so enthusiastic about Tammy. I love her to bits already, and I can just tell that, you know, it's going to be an amazing partnership. And, you know, she's certainly the dog for me. So I definitely keep you posted.
Oh, yeah, definitely do. We'll have to do an update when you've, when you've worked with her for a little bit and see how you're going on. You can tell everybody what it's like to have a first guide dog. Because there are people out there who will still be umming and ahhing whether it's the right thing for them.
Oh, I'd say definitely go for it. You don't know until you try, and, you know, it can only do good things for you. So, you know, definitely give it a go.
Oh, you sound so excited.
It's I am really excited.
So you were telling us before we started recording that you've been working with the survivors of the Holocaust, is it?
Yes, it's with the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust, and it's the next project that I'm working on in my illustrating career. Obviously, now it's the end of the year, and I'm no longer the RNIB's Illustrator of the Year. They're now running the contest looking for the new one. So I've already had quite a few offers to, you know, expand my career and start doing some other different projects. And one of the emails that I received was from the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust. And I had the opportunity to meet with Sabina Miller, who is 92 years old from Poland, and who now lives in London and has done since the war ended. And it was just an incredible opportunity to speak with someone. She's just so inspiring and so positive. And, you know, we did that meeting so that I could then translate her story into an illustration, which will then be presented and exhibited at an exhibition in London, which will be on the Holocaust Memorial Day, which is on 27th of January. So I'm in the process of getting this finished now. And I believe that Stephen Fry has just joined the campaign as well. He met with another survivor, and, you know, he's really spearheading it and, you know, getting a lot of media attention. So it's quite exciting, definitely.
Oh, that's brilliant. So what does the future hold for Kimberly? As if you haven't got enough on your plate, but what are your goals, and, you know, what do you see for the future, or hope for the future for yourself, because you're still very young, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Well, this year has been absolutely crazy, but I've loved every minute of it. You know, I've just been so busy every day just doing something different, and I love that variation that I've got. So, you know, over the next few years, definitely continue with the campaigning with the RNIB, definitely continue with my illustrating because that's my passion, definitely continue writing, you know, whether it's through blogging or writing columns or anything like that, you know, who knows what opportunities could arise, you know, continue my work placement and my volunteering and fundraising for Henshaws, definitely. They've done so much for me, and I just want to, you know, give them everything that I have just to say thank you. And, you know, train with Tammy, graduate with Tammy, and, you know, take over the world with her, I think.
Do you know something? I would, if you said you were going to, I think I'd believe you as well.
So if people want to follow, obviously, your takeover of the world, how can they go, how can they follow your blogs or and the things you're posting?
On Twitter, I'm Glittered, which is quite easy to remember, Glittered at Twitter. And if you'd like to follow my blog, I do post about once a week, sometimes more, and I'm gleamed.blogspot.co.uk. So I'll spell that out in case anyone wants to type that out. So that's GLEAM for mother, ED.blogspot.co.uk. And thank you so much for your views. I really appreciate them. Thank you.
That's brilliant, Kim. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And you are so inspirational. I'm sure anybody listening, any youngsters or anything, will be so inspired to kind
Thank you very much.
Follow your dreams, I guess.
Go for it, and we'll, you know, we'll watch out for what, you know, as you take over the world.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.